Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Good Friday, April 2nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news today, the Wauchula Police Department has reported a lost dog on their Facebook page. You can view pictures at facebook.com/Wauchula Police, all one word. It was found in the area of North 8th Avenue and Sutherland Street without a collar or tags. If this is your dog, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. Your local events, there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza this Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. Entry is just $5 and all proceeds will benefit One More Child. And the church family of Maranatha Baptist Church of Hardy County announces that Pastor Jordan Hirschberger has accepted the call to become the pastor of the church. He will begin his ministry on Sunday, April 4th in a special installation service at 11 a.m. Everyone is invited to join in and welcome the Hirschberger family to Wauchula and Hardy County this Sunday, April 4th. The morning service with the pastor's installation begins at 11 a.m. and will be followed by a church-covered dish lunch. There will be a 1:30 p.m. service of praise and thanksgiving. Nursery is provided every service for infants up to 3 years old. The pastor can be contacted at 863-832-7829 or by email at mbchardy@gmail.com. Please visit the church on Facebook or on the web at mbchardy.org to learn more. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Moody Law PA is looking for a paralegal, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of paralegal and Microsoft Office experience are preferred. Shore to Shore Title is looking for title closers and processors, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of experience with loan processing and preparing closing statements are preferred. And Ulistic LP is looking for a digital marketing client service representative, an associate's degree in a relevant field, and 2 years of digital marketing experience are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Also, remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 66 degrees out, feels like 69. Sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Winds north-northeast at 17 miles an hour with gusts up to 27. Humidity 36%. The indoor humidity 33%. Slightly dry. Dew points 38. Cloud cover 3%. Visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Blingreen, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. This afternoon, sunny, windy with highs around 70, northeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, windy with lows in the mid-40s, northeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming north 5 to 10 after midnight. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. And Saturday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, diminishing to around 5 after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 7 Georgia 4-H'ers from Grady County participated in the virtual 2021 National 4-H Youth Summit on AgriScience, connecting with high schoolers from around the country to learn about emerging issues and careers in agriculture. MorningAgClips.com reports the 4-H members worked alongside industry and University of Georgia cooperative extension experts in a cooperative hands-on experience. The summit was hosted by the National 4-H Council and sponsored by Bayer Pharmaceuticals, Brightmark Energy, Nationwide Mutual Insurance, and Nutrien. China has reported a new outbreak of African swine fever in its Xinjiang region. According to agrimarketing.com, the farm involved had 466 pigs, 280 of which died from the virus. The remainder will be culled. After a hiatus of several months, China reported only a handful of new ASF cases this year. Industry reports signal new strains of the virus are causing more trouble for China's herd rebuilding efforts. And although China has yet to fulfill its Phase 1 promises of purchases of U.S. farm exports, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says, the fact is, they need us. Agriculture.com reports the U.S. share of China's food and agricultural imports is around 15% at present, down from 25% before the trade war. China imported $8.7 billion of U.S. food, ag, and seafood products in January and February, 77% of the volume needed to meet this year's target of $43.6 billion.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
Previously on the Farm Traveler podcast, I interview the family behind Boyd Farms Fresh, a seventh-generation cattle ranch that is pivoting to a farm-to-table model. Former Florida and U.S. Congressman Alan Boyd and his family are the owners behind Boyd Farms Fresh, a beef ranch located near the Florida-Georgia border. In our interview, Alan discusses the reasoning on the pivot, which was a result of some of the processing issues caused by the pandemic.
Fresh beef got short in the grocery store, and the farmers didn't have an outlet for theirs, and it got really cheap. My wife and Suzanne and the boys, we all talked about it and decided to try to pivot this operation into a farm to table, which is it's not an easy project for fresh beef, because especially in this part of the country where there are very few harvest plants for beef.
This direct-to-consumer model also results in fresher meat for consumers. Here is Suzanne Boyd, the marketing manager behind Boyd Farms Fresh.
You have to think about what your meat has been through before it gets to the grocery store. And yes, you only have a couple of days to eat that. But our meat is so fresh, you have up to 45 days for most of our cuts in your refrigerator before you have to even think about freezing it.
To hear the whole interview and other Farm Traveler podcast episodes, just search for Farm Traveler on your favorite podcast app of choice or visit thefarmtraveler.com.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers unleashed a burst of hiring in March.
The Labor Department says 916,000 jobs were added, and a sign that a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession is taking hold. The department says the March increase was nearly double February's gain of 468,000. The unemployment rate declined from 6.2% to 6%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Tesla delivered nearly 185,000 electric vehicles in the first quarter, more than double last year's numbers. And that was despite a shortage of computer chips that has plagued the global auto industry. Wall Street is closed for Good Friday. Yesterday, the S&P 500 index closed above 4,000 for the very first time. Trading will resume on Monday with the Dow at 33,153. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Baseball season finally opened up with fans in the stands, and the Brewers rallied to top the Twins in 10 innings, 6-5. Rays shut out the Marlins 1-0. Tigers down the Indians 3-2. Blue Jays beat the Yankees 3-2. Blue Jays reliever Julian Merriweather says it's great to be part of a bullpen that gave Toronto 4 2/3 innings of shutout relief.
That's just awesome. You're on the edge of your seat watching our guys, hoping that they get out of those jams, and it just fires you up more. Like our bullpen, we're a tight-knit group, and you can already see how well everyone gets along down there. We're having a lot of fun.
Royals spoiled the Rangers home opener 14-10. Angels rally to beat the White Sox 4-3. Astros 8-1 over the A's. Pirates beat the Cubs 5-3. Phillies down the Braves 3-2. It was the Padres beating the Diamondbacks 8-7. Cardinals beat the Reds 11-6. Giants fall to the Mariners 8-7. SRN Sports. Michigan's Juwan Howard is the 2021 Men's College Basketball Coach of the Year. Gonzaga's Mark Few was second, followed by Baylor's Scott Drew and Alabama's Nate Oates. Luca Garza of Iowa, Men's College Basketball Player of the Year. The Falcons are set to host a home game at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London in October, part of the NFL's expanded schedule this season, though final approval will be based on the status of the coronavirus pandemic. An opponent and date, part of the increased focus on games outside the United States when the league goes to a 17-game schedule, has yet to be determined. Meanwhile, the NFL considering a rule change that would allow teams to maintain possession of the ball after a score by substituting one offensive play for an onside kickoff attempt. This one would allow teams to keep the ball by converting a 4th-and-15 from their 25-yard line. Another change would be eliminating overtime in the preseason. SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula, or online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day for all of our dieting friends this Easter: remember, chocolate comes from cocoa, which is a tree that makes it a plant, and therefore chocolate is salad. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. A great weekend, and happy Easter. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.